And Marie, you've actually decided to opt out of the scheme and you're not currently receiving support through Disability Care Australia. What were your reasons for this?
My basic reason for it was because when all was said and done, we'd sort of gone through the planning process and everything. I was essentially, well, not told outright, but it was basically looked as though I wasn't going to get any of the things that I had deemed as necessary for myself. None of those things looked like they were going to be funded. And then she basically broke it to me at the last minute. Oh, and by the way, you're going to lose your mobility allowance.
Oh,
they're going to take that over.
Mm.
And I sort of said, well, how's that going to work? She says, oh, well, you can either provide receipts to us and we'll just reimburse you, or we'll just take it over and we'll do it through Geelong Taxis, which has been Tracy's experience. And I just said, well, look, that takes away from me deciding how, you know, if, for example, if I needed to go somewhere and I wanted a friend to drive me and I needed to give them, say, $10 in petrol money or something, it takes away that option for using my money. It just took away any power I had how I, you know, used the mobility allowance and for what transport purposes I used it for. And I just said, well, look, I've got nothing to gain out of this. There's nothing here for me. So I said, look, I'm just not interested, and I withdrew.
Okay.
For those reasons, because none of my needs were going to be met, and I was going to lose a mobility allowance, which, incidentally, was given to me. I received that primarily because I am looking for work, and needing to attend job interviews and so on. And they don't deal with anything to do with looking for work. And I thought, you know, it's not really their concern. So what business they had taking an allowance off people that wasn't given to me for any of the reasons, you know, that I was requesting or asking for, I just felt was just totally wrong.
That's a very good point. So I decided, look,
I've cut my losses and get out while I can. So I said, look, you know, I'll just withdraw and I'll just keep my mobility allowance and my independence and feel empowered and not have to justify my existence to people.
Marie, given that you live in an area where you are able to access support through Disability Care Australia if you choose, do you feel that your needs are still being met even though you're not accessing funding through the scheme?
I'm a very rare service user. The only thing that I generally would use primarily Guide Dogs or Vision Australia for would be O&M. Technically, if I need O&M at this point, they will still give it to me, but they're not going to get any funding for me because I'm not with a package. And there's no provision within Disability Care Australia made for people who don't actually want to be in receipt of a package but would just like, you know, who are, you know, once every 2 years, you know, need a bit of O&M or something like that. So there's no provision made for that at the moment. And, you know, without having to be, you know, on a plan with them and receiving care. And it feels as though down the track, my concern is that am I going to be forced at some point to sign up to this? You know, and that's wrong. You know, a person with a disability should have a choice whether or not, you know, it takes away if in order to get the occasional bit of O&M or something, I should be able to choose, you know, whether or not I want to be part of Disability Care Australia. And at the moment, I feel as though down the track, that choice might be taken away from me. And that's been totally degrading and disempowering. And no one else in society has to be subjected to that. So I don't see why I should be.
And Tracy, you are currently receiving a package through Disability Care Australia. What are the greatest barriers that you've faced with this? And how does this compare with the way that you've accessed services in the past?
The ease at which you can access technology and services has been taken away. For example, when booking a taxi now, I either have to call a special services number, or on weekends when I use the 13 number, I actually have to speak to a supervisor. So I've got to go through two levels of customer service staff just to book a taxi, which I just find ludicrous. In terms of technology, accessing the technology that I have been approved for, trying to actually negotiate with the providers of the technology to help them work through registering with Disability Care as a service provider has been a challenge. Particularly, I mean, it's not my area. I don't really know the ins and outs of what they've got to do, so trying to work with them around doing that has been a bit of a challenge. I believe the scheme has potential. If we can move away from this one size fits all minimalist approach that seems to be in place at the moment, and if we can actually move towards a more individualistic approach, I believe this scheme has a lot to offer. At the moment, and, you know, bearing in mind that it is in its infancy, some of these problems hopefully will be ironed out and taken up on board by people in positions that can actually do something about some of this stuff.
So looking at the positives, are there any supports you've been able to access under the scheme that are working well that you may not have been able to access under previous arrangements?
Yes, in terms of technology, being able to access, and it's not limited to blindness-specific technology. So, for example, you know, iPhones and iPads having speech software on them, I can access funding potentially down the track when I need to upgrade those devices. Also, in terms of accessing if any repairs need to be made to my Thermomix, that, you know, potentially can happen through disability care. I've been able to access some of the more expensive screen reading software that I previously wouldn't have had access to. So from that perspective, there definitely is a positive there.
Okay, fantastic.